Teaching critical thinking could be key to our students' futures. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Amanda Heiner, assistant professor of English at Winthrop University, examines a few ways to get students thinking differently.
National surveys consistently reveal that today's employers highly value soft skills, such as the ability to think critically, innovate in the workplace, and communicate effectively. Not surprisingly, further studies suggest that these skills are associated with higher rates of employability and faster professional advancement. Though college faculty members strive to cultivate critical thinking skills in their students, research suggests that over a third of college students fail to demonstrate any gains in critical thinking after completing 4 years of college. But is critical thinking something that can be improved through classroom instruction? Generally, experts agree that critical thinking involves metacognitive awareness and a systematic application of strategies to analyze and assess information and claims. However, many college professors have never considered how teaching critical thinking skills can improve content area teaching and student outcomes. In what experts call the immersion method, critical thinking instruction is simply assumed to happen as a natural byproduct of instruction in specific disciplinary content. This is the most common method of integrating critical thinking into college courses, yet an important meta-analysis of research on critical thinking instruction reveals that it is least effective in terms of student outcomes. The same study indicates that a mixed approach in which explicit critical thinking instruction is combined with discipline-specific instruction is most effective. The key is to make instruction in critical thinking intentional and to equip students with analytical strategies and tools to help them make sense of complex information and evaluate competing claims. To sum up, research confirms that professors should be explicit about integrating critical thinking instruction into their courses, should designate courses or units to cover critical thinking strategies, and should reinforce students' knowledge of critical thinking concepts through application and repetition.
That was Amanda Heiner of Winthrop University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.